Okay, what's your 5-point plan?
All right. Now pay attention. First of all, Rat, you never let on how much you like a girl.
Oh, Daddy.
Hi.
Two, you always call the shots.
Kiss me.
You won't regret it. Now, three, act like wherever you are, that's the place to be. Isn't this great? Four, when ordering food, you find out what she wants, then order for the both of you. It's a classy move. Now, the lady will have the linguine and white clam sauce and a Coke with no ice. And five, now this is most important, Rat. It comes down to making out. Whenever possible, put on side one of Led Zeppelin 4.
Everybody, welcome back to show 17 of the Corey and Joel Radio Show.
Coming at you.
Corey over there.
New York City's like a graveyard.
This is Joel with you back here. More comedic hijinks.
And I'm Corey, the host with the most.
And this is the Moldy Peaches, the excellent Moldy Peaches. It's a good record.
It's a good tune.
It's a good record.
This song came out, like, I think this album came out in 2001, like in September.
No, it came out on September 11th, yeah. 2001.
And I remember everybody going, oh, this song's just so terrible. You can't play this song.
This song is called New York City's a Graveyard, about bodies being buried. And yeah. Here's the next line is great, too. Real inappropriate stuff. It's not this line.
Anyway,
it's a great album, The Moldy. It was the only album they really ever made.
Great song, great album. Go check it out.
We saw them live, Corey and I did, and it was great.
They were
very entertaining, fun. You'll hear more Moldy Peaches later. Because that's good stuff, but it's show 17.
I think at that Detroit show, Adam signed it for me.
Yeah, you have it signed by Adam Green of Moldy. Yeah. No, Adam Green has gone on to make a number of somewhat unlistenable solo albums since then.
I like the first one.
There's a couple. He's made three, and one of them's good, and the other two kind of suck. But anyway, show 17. Thank you all for coming back with us. We were playing Mike Damone from...
Kimya Dawson has solo albums as well.
Kimya Dawson has horrible solo albums herself, so you can...
but together, they were magic.
If you listen to the Moldy Peaches, the debut album from
Much
2001,
like Joel
it's
and
great.
I, together, we together, form Voltron.
Two tastes that taste great together.
Yeah. Are we off to another Peaches. Slow start on the show?
I hope not, because I'm trying not to, because we got a lot to get to today. Yeah. We're going to read a bunch of fan mail. And if you're a fellow, if you're someone who does a podcast, because I know a lot of podcasters and other shows, you're going to want to listen to the show after the break, the second half of the show.
Yeah, stick around after the break. For our dedicated listeners, we're going to put the good stuff up front, and then you guys stick around.
We're not going to do all podcast nerd crap until the end of the show.
Right.
And when we do, some of you are going to get it right between the eyes. And I mean that. I literally mean if you fellow podcasters were in the room with us, I'd probably punch you in the nose. But instead,
What did you say?
It's going to be more violent.
Goddamn,
that's nothing.
Bitch.
That's nothing compared to what we're going to do. That's nothing. Give me something a little stronger. You got anything a little stronger in there than son of a bitch?
You're going to
give me something. Give me something stronger than that. I need. It's not really working.
It's going to be like this.
And then there's this. Asshole.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. That'll work. Right, sure. Now, we've sworn already, sort of, and we didn't even swear.
I know.
But that's okay. Well. So any podcasters, I'll hang on. Pay attention.
It's going to be like Burt Reynolds slapping that guy.
Is it really?
Yeah. I have that clip.
Do you? Well, we'll get to that. You want to do that review later? We'll do that review
before
the break.
Later. Yeah,
you saw that Longest Yard movie.
Yeah.
Which I guess a lot of people did because it made a lot of money. But I just want to talk about we were doing the thing with Mike Damone at the top. That was Fast Times Ridgemont High, where he was telling him his 5-point plan for getting laid. And we were, and it's funny because then I chose the music, Moldy Peaches. Because I will tell you this, guys. I said, you know, that Moldy Peaches is a good record, the whole thing. If you want a chick, that's music chicks dig.
maybe not those songs, but there's other songs.
There's songs that are very quiet, sort of duets and things, and they're funny and they're cute, and chicks will dig the Moldy. If you get the Moldy Peaches and you play it in your car for chicks will dig.
Yeah, well, it's a guy and a girl and they're singing together.
Yeah,
and there's cutesy little songs in there that one of my ex girlfriends loved.
Yeah, and one of my ex girlfriends loved.
Yeah, one of your
ex girlfriends loved. So it was great.
On the one. So
Okay. Well, speaking of getting it between the eyes, keep it up, fat boy, and I'll go after you too.
Yeah. So, but
I'm telling you, there's stuff, there's music like Moldy Peaches that will help guys get laid.
I know, and girls would never like find that album on their
own. No. But there are
kind of be a music geek, and then you you bring it on. Yeah. And I played it, and she was like, "Oh my god!"
I know.
And then I had to listen to that Fakakta album like 100 times.
What's a good album though?
I was like, "Oh."
But you know, I have my friend. You know my friend Scott, who's like a music head. He's like a kind of a vinyl guy, and he likes all this weird—not weird music, but he's really into like you know krautrock and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like
you think Noi really works for women?
Well, that's the point. Yeah, I was talking to him not too long ago, and he was like, "Oh man, I just really need a chick that'll listen to music that I like." And I'm like, "Dude, you're trying to get laid. Who cares about what you like?" You don't play music you want to hear. You want to play stuff that chicks like. And I've learned this. I mean, I used to go in and just play all the crap I like.
Well, it's
and
like
chicks
the,
aren't really into it.
It's like the end of High Fidelity.
Yeah.
Where John Cusack finally, he goes, he like makes a mixtape for his girlfriend with stuff she wants to hear.
Yeah.
That's the big theme of the movie.
So, okay.
Like, that's the big payoff. It's like, he's like, I think I know how to do this now. And he puts like Stevie Wonder.
That music, that movie was way too saccharine and simple for what I'm about to say. But there is some truth in that.
I love that movie. Don't be knocking
Well,
movie.
Whatever.
It's a good
okay.
Book, good movie.
It's all right. Anyway, but there is stuff. So my friend, he would go like, oh, I want a chick that's going to listen to Captain Beefheart with me.
There's no girls that are going
to
listen to Captain
Put Beefheart. Your dick down a fucking garbage disposal. Who gives? You're never going to get laid with that attitude. You got to find stuff. That's what I told him.
No, there are girls.
There are, but you missed the point. Most chicks, you're going to meet a chick at the bar. Whatever, fucking random chick. And you're going to think she's hot and you're going to want to F her. Right? Yes or no? Yeah, it happens. Okay. So you're going to take a chick home. What are you going to put on? You're going to put on the music you really like? You want to put on stuff she's going to like? So this is my plan. This is my plan. This is like the Mike Damone 5-point. I have a plan. For music, I'm going to give people suggestions of music they can listen to.
Oh, okay.
That's where I'm going with it. You're just looking at me like a
No. It's fine. It's an absolutely true, though, that you're going to waste a lot of time trying to find girls that are into exactly
what you're going to play even like stuff that's good, like Pavement, that chicks. There are tons of chicks like Pavement, but it doesn't mean the chick at the end of the Pavement's not popular enough that you're going to find a chick sitting at the bar having a drink. That's going to want to come home and listen to your Pavement records.
No,
no
but,
one cares.
But most of the time what you can do is influence her. If she's into you enough, you can get her to like your stuff.
Yeah, but if you... This is guaranteed. I've got two things here. Guaranteed chicks will love every time.
Okay,
can't
well,
go
are
wrong.
We going to do that now? Or?
Yeah, I'm going to do it right now. I don't even... You don't even have these to play, but people know these. I was going to give you these to play and really produce the
this
show.
This is, once again, show prep.
You want them? I'll dump them on your hard drive right now.
Yeah,
you
let's,
want them?
Yeah, let's do it.
Do you want them?
Yeah,
you want this music? All right.
Well,
here's the one.
If we discussed this in the show prep, we would have been all set.
You know, it's you try to when you're cutting up clips of Mike Damone from Fast Times at Ridgemont High, it's hard to really.
Frankly, folks, we were too giddy over our brief victory on Podcast Alley last night.
Yeah, we were the number one show
for about 10 minutes. We were the number one show for
2 seconds and
10 minutes.
I guess so.
From 1:21 to 1:31 a.m. Eastern.
Yeah, so I'm gonna give you I'm gonna give you some of these, and then I'm gonna listen to us work our network here.
This is great. All of this could have been done before this.
You know, it really could have been. But I'm gonna give you go into your show 17 folder, and you'll see what's coming down now. And I'm gonna I'm gonna dump more.
Joel's
stuff.
Got this thing where he likes to keep things spontaneous, and sometimes we
sure. We'll, and then we're not prepared to play
sometimes
the music.
Sometimes we'll surprise each
but
other.
But there's
with
CDs
stuff.
That people, that chicks will automatically like. Every chick in the effing world will like these
really?
CDs.
I know. Man. This is a song that every girl likes.
What's. Oh, this one? Yeah,
girls love this tune.
Girls, this one. If you can find a girl that's into this, you probably will get laid.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you can.
Woo!
If you can find a girl at the bar that wants to go back to your. That wants to go back to your crib and ride that train.
This is bouncing titties right here.
Then you almost certainly will get laid. But that's not really what I was thinking about.
No. Oh, I see what you have.
Yeah, so you see what I've got in here, and I'm going to give you Meanwhile, I'm getting into this. You realize that? I'm dumping more music in your folder,
like
too,
that.
At the moment.
Yeah.
So you'll see what I'm putting in there.
Okay.
Everyone now is listening to the choo-choo trains. The sound of iPods being thrown out the windows of cars all over America.
Why do we love the choo-choo train? Play.
But this is the one. You got it queued up now, what I gave you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is what you
wait, I didn't get them all.
Okay, well, I sent you the first three. Because the one thing that always works, this is it. Get ready. Are you ready, Corey?
Yeah.
The one thing, chicks love this guy. Guys, you can... And this is good music, too, for guys. This isn't gay homo music. This isn't like Michael Bolton or something. This is real music.
It's debatable, but yeah.
Okay, well, play it for me, baby. Hit me. There you go. You want to get laid? Turn it up, baby. You want to get laid? Get yourself... I mean, I'll tell you the CD. Prince the Hits 2 will get you laid. You put this... Just keep this in your car. And say you're at the bar. You go, hey, why don't you go back to my place? Get in my car. And you just slide the CD in. Oh, you love Prince? I love Prince. That's what all the chicks say.
Yeah.
And this will get you laid.
I think we have that song, too. Get out of my dreams, get into my car.
That will get you laid.
We have that.
Yeah. So this will get you laid. Play some more. This one CD has all these Prince songs on it. And they're all good.
This usually works.
Oh, come on.
Do you have When Doves Cry?
You know what?
Work.
It's on one of them. There's the Hits 1 and the Hits 2. They're both great. I like the Hits 2 personally because you get, you know, some of the stuff that's kind of dirty, like Get Off. I got that on there. You can play a little bit of that. This is a little red Corvette.
No, this works. You're absolutely
this works. Chicks will love this.
9 out of 10 girls are into
Prince. And it's all about effing. All these songs are about screwing, these Prince songs.
You know, if a girl's not into Prince, she's into, like, Kenny Chesney, and there's no...
Right, yeah. But most chicks that are cool, that you're going to want to hang out with, are going to be into Prince. Even if they're indie rock chicks, or they're, like, top 40 chicks, or they're into, like, R&B, they're all going to like Prince. That's why this is the perfect music to get laid.
You know, I think Prince might be... Yeah. The unified field theory, it's in science.
Yeah.
Scientists are always trying to prove that all matter and energy are related.
Yeah.
I think this is the unified pussy theory. Absolutely. I think Prince really is the bridge.
And they're all dirty. Like, sometimes you'll see, like, middle-aged guys driving around in red Corvettes listening to the song. It's not about a car. It's about a redhead. It's about a chick. I mean, I know maybe...
Are you trying to say Raspberry Beret is about a vagina?
Yeah. Well, no, but this song is produced about a redhead. Baby, you're Jamaican. This is not a... Yeah, if a chick is into Get Off, I mean, the panties are getting wet right now. Listen to this.
I wish you had pussy control.
You know, I don't have all that. So Prince is great. Prince will get you laid. I guarantee you. But guys are trying to be hip. Oh, we got to listen to The Fall. No, you don't. Listen to Prince.
If Prince doesn't get you laid, it will at least set the table
right
to begin thinking in that direction.
Girls aren't going to run out of the room. Now you put on some of your heavy metal records, whatever you're into.
Yeah.
Are you going to put in your little indie rock?
What if I played this?
No, that's Queensryche, and that is nowhere.
Chicks being in that?
No Queensryche on the date. No Queensryche. So Prince is great because chicks will always listen to. Like, you could put on like a bad, like you could put on like the Hives or something, which is a good record. But chicks might not be into that. It's too aggressive. Right. Chicks aren't into it. So you want to put that on. And then my other one.
You know, we're gonna owe the RIAA by $12,000.
Screw them. When we're famous, we'll pay them. All right. And then the other one, Prince is great. And the other one, did you get the other stuff I put on there?
Yeah, sure.
Because this is automatically, never met a chick.
Nothing works like this.
Nothing will ever get you laid like Coldplay. You know how good, you know how laid Coldplay will get you? The fucking guy from Coldplay got laid from Coldplay music. That's how great, if you get, the guy that wrote this, you know he was a virgin, this guy, Chris Martin from Coldplay? He was a virgin until Coldplay got big.
No, he was.
He was. It's absolutely true. He said it in an interview. He had never gotten laid until he was in Coldplay. He was a complete dork.
Oh, because he said it in an interview. It's,
he was a dork. He never got laid with Coldplay until he was in Coldplay.
Yeah.
Play Sparks. That was my brother's wedding song.
Sparks.
Yeah, and chicks love that. This is my brother's wedding. This is the wedding dance at my brother's wedding with Sparks. I mean, this isn't bad music. Guys, guys will enjoy this. And then chicks will dig it, too.
I sort of hate this record now,
but,
just out of that.
But if you kept a copy of this in your car,
don't
at your apartment.
Don't look at me like it's not on my shelf.
Yeah, exactly.
It's on my shelf.
It's one of those things you just have to have because when chicks come over,
what do you think I got Chet Baker Sings for? It's, you know, I mean, well, I mean, I like that album, but you
right.
know,
I mean, look, if you're a guy and you're carrying around rubbers, thinking, hey, one day I'm gonna get laid, I got rubbers. No. It's good to have rubbers. But keep the Coldplay record. Keep your rubbers in the jewel case of the Coldplay CD. That's my suggestion.
You can have a whole lot. I got a whole lot of like esoteric, like sort of ambient sounding stuff.
Right.
You know, the girls are like, they don't even know what's happening to them.
Right.
You kind of fool them with that. And
sure.
And then you step it up and you drop the Al Green bomb on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Which is cliche.
But you're going to get a lot of white girls who really aren't going to be into Al Green. This is for white girls. This is music for white girls. This isn't black girls. Black girls is a whole other thing. No, there's going
to
be white girls
who
like
Al Green.
There are a lot
of white girls today.
There are a lot of workers like Green, but not all white girls. All white girls like Coldplay. If you're a white girl, you love Coldplay. You must. It's in the DNA.
You think?
I think so.
Yeah.
Listen to this homo sing. Come on. Chicks love this.
I'm getting a little wet right now, actually.
You want to just do it right now? Let's just leave the microphone up.
We're going to stop the show
and suck each other up.
We're going to just—it's going to be a gobble party. 2005.
And play the last Coldplay because that just chicks just yeah.
You
I mean
this one.
Oh, listen to this. Like it's kind of deep, but it's not. You know what I mean? It's just so. Chicks just dig this, man. And this is my not side one of Led Zeppelin 4. Which is funny in that movie, it's not even Led Zeppelin 4. It's Houses of the Holy he plays, I think.
He plays Kashmir.
Yeah. Is that Houses of the Holy? I'm not brushed up on my Zeppelin, I'm sorry. Get angry emails.
I hope that's right, because if it's on Zeppelin 3, we're going to get, you know.
I believe it's on. My brother is a big Zeppelin.
I know the song's Kashmir, and it's not on Zeppelin 4.
It's not on Zeppelin 4.
You know, some a-hole's going to be like,
yeah. Dude, you don't know when.
You know you're Zeppelin. I know John Bonham, okay? I went to his gravesite, and I dug his ashes up, and I smeared him on my ball sack. That's how much I love Zeppelin.
Right. So this is Parachutes from Coldplay. You can get the second one, too, A Rush of Blood to the Head. That'll work, too. I would stick with this one. And then there's the new Coldplay, X and Y.
Yeah.
And I can't listen to that. But,
this is
very
faggy.
This is real gay, but this is the best, I think, the best one if you want a chick to
but
like
this,
it.
This Chris Martin asshole. this stuff works so well. This chick music works so well. That he got to bang Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he got so in her head, he knocked her up.
Yeah.
And like made she went cuckoo and named
yeah.
the baby Apple.
Yeah.
That's how powerful this music is.
He put the whamma jamma on her
he
with this
a
music.
Super mojo on her.
He's just out of control.
Yeah. Well, it's so. It sounds like.
It's like hypnotizing.
This almost sounds like Harry Connick.
I'm telling you, Prince, the hits, Coldplay's Parachutes. That's all you need. Even if you've got a pile of Metallica records in your apartment.
You might be onto something with this.
Like when a chick comes back to your apartment after the bar or whatever you go, you got a first date, you play some Coldplay, man. You will get laid. It's not a guarantee that you'll get laid, but it's never a wrong move. It's always a move in the right direction.
We want to talk about setting the table.
Exactly.
Now, whether or not you're going to get laid is
right.
entirely immaterial.
Look,
you might not have the ability to close the deal.
Right.
You could be like in Glengarry Glen Ross. There's some guys win the Corvette, some guys win the steak knife, some guys are out of there.
Exactly.
And,
but you'll get, I guarantee you, Stinky Pinky from Coldplay.
Yeah.
I think you can get Stinky Pinky from this CD, from Parachutes.
That's a good album, Stinky
Pinky. Pinky. Yeah. Which Zeppelin record was that? Is it a Pink Floyd album?
It's Blind Faith.
Stinky Pinky. But all right, I think that's enough gay music. But the Moldy Peaches is good too. But the Moldy Peaches isn't something that chicks are gonna
the
know.
The Moldy Peaches is like, you know the girl's cool if she's into the Moldy Peaches.
Yeah, you know the Moldy Peaches is maybe more for hipsters, but you know stuff like Coldplay, everyone's gonna know. Prince, every chick is gonna know. That's my plan on getting laid.
But you know, if the chick is into Moldy Peaches, then you're doing all right.
Then you're doing just fine.
You're in. So yeah.
Yeah, if like a chick, a Moldy Peach is
now,
like.
I've been playing this. You're telling me I'm wrong.
No, this is not good. Rat, and I mean, unless you know you got a hairspray chick, but you know,
yeah,
if you're slumming it one night, but even those chicks will probably like Coldplay. Even the fat heifers that PJ dates will probably enjoy Coldplay.
You think?
Yeah, because like here's the thing: Coldplay is like here's the thing. Moldy Peaches is like the extra knuckle. You know what I'm saying? Like Coldplay will get your finger in. But then Moldy Peaches is like, it's like the extra knuckle. You know what I'm saying?
I think the Moldy Peaches is sort of, you better be dating her for a while.
That's more of a girlfriend thing than trying to get laid. Yeah. Okay, that's fine. Oh, you know what else is good? And I'm not going to play it now. Bright Eyes. Chicks seem to get their panties wet for the Bright
that's
Eyes.
That's another
true. So if you want to hear Bright Eyes, and the only good Bright Eyes is the Lifted or the Stories in the Soil. The rest of them suck. So don't get the other Bright Eyes records. Just get Lifted. The new one chicks kind of like, but Lifted is really the one that you could actually listen
to. But here's the thing. This is completely right, though. Now, you don't want to be involved with a girl for a long time who likes terrible music.
No.
That's going to be a problem.
Absolutely
but
not.
But there's you're not going to really... I mean, if you're a guy like me, and you're fat... no, you know what I'm saying? But
I can't relate to any of this.
Yeah.
It's just you're talking Chinese now, Corey.
Yeah, Joel, you can't relate to the life of a 30-something fat white comedian. You really can't relate to that. Our lives are so disparate.
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead.
We're like a model UN, Joel and I. We're like, you know, it's like Zimbabwe meets Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah. We are the two whitest guys
what
ever.
I'm distracted you from making your point.
I had a point at one point. Yeah. No, there's, you know what though? You got to find out a acceptable realm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Now, if a girl is like, she's like, my favorite artist in the world is Enrique Iglesias.
Yeah.
Just get your step in.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's
put
never
going to
work.
And high heel.
But you can always find that middle ground of Coldplay or.
Some girls like, oh, I'm all about Nelly. Hit it once and quit.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if a girl says, if she goes, and here's a toss up. If she goes, I'm really into No Doubt.
Yeah.
You go, oh, I guess I could put up with that for a little while.
Yeah, yeah. What was it?
A girl I dated 2 years was like a really, actually a pretty good relationship. She was way in, she was young, but she was way in, she was like 19 at the time. She was way into Tori Amos. Like, she liked some other good stuff.
Right,
she liked some other good stuff too.
Yeah, I
but
know.
Like, she had a poster of Tori Amos over her bed.
What is that? What is that?
She was 19 at the time.
Yeah, okay. I guess.
But, you know,
1920. Well, my ex was into Dashboard Confessional, and I'd look at a poster of that a-hole.
Yeah.
While I was trying to get oral from her, and it was like.
And she'd go with me to the Stereolab concert and stuff like that, but, like, she was into Geraldine Fibbers.
No, I understand.
Do you know what I mean? Which is like, okay, it's not good, but I'll go to along with it. Oh, and number one chick. This is the number one indie chick, lesbian borderline. Feminazi, vegan, hippie girl.
Oh, can
thing.
I take a guess?
Take a guess.
Sleater-Kinney.
No.
No, not Sleater-Kinney. Okay,
funny you should mention that because I had...
Okay,
That's another one.
Okay, go ahead. I thought I did good with Sleater-Kinney.
T was into that one, but...
Tegan and Sarah, no? Okay, no,
Tegan and Sarah, that's...
Tegan
and...
Okay, go ahead.
Let's not talk about other comedians' problems with Tegan. no. Sleater-Kinney, very good guess. Ani DeFranco.
Even girls that are
like cool in other regards will like Ani DeFranco. Some kind of code
language.
But
that's not, but my point with that's why I was saying Prince and Coldplay, because that's music that a guy could actually listen to. Like when the girl's not around. You know, I'm not saying you have to love it, but it's decent.
You could tolerate it.
You could listen
to
Coldplay.
You're pretty much a straight up homo if you're listening to Coldplay by yourself. If you're driving around, the stars were all yellow. You're a homo. You really are.
Your skin. Written by a virgin, so he says that song.
Yeah, you're so gay if you're listening to this.
What are you saying? If I have the top down and I'm having a...
Yeah, if you're if you're going on a midnight crew, you know, if you're like just driving.
If I'm drinking
like,
a Perrier in the car.
I just like to get in my car and jam. And you just drive off into the sunset to this.
Well,
so
but the
gay.
Point that you made, though, about chicks is that chicks really do listen to bad music. I mean, there's a lot of chicks with... You ever look through a chick CDs? It's horrible.
They usually...
Never look through a chick CDs. It's a... Whenever you go, like... Please. You're killing me with this whole thing.
Oh, come on. I'm leaving it on.
Leave it low. Let me drown him out a little bit. I'll turn my goddamn mic up.
But,
No, but my point is, if you ever go to a chick's house, like you start dating a girl...
Oh, yeah.
It's always a disappointment when you go through her CDs. It always is.
Well,
it's never good.
Back around, say, 96, 97, what you'd find in every girl's CD collection, you'd find, like, Big Bad Voodoo Daddy.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like,
absolutely.
You know, one of those.
The Brian Setzer Orchestra.
Cherry Poppin' Daddy.
Yeah,
one,
all that.
Like, swing music.
Swing was in.
Took the mind of every woman and corrupted it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I had a horrible... I was really, really into this girl, and we were going out for a little while, and, like... we went on a swing dancing class, and it was, and I'm like six left feet with the swing dancing.
Well, that
dancing.
Always seems like a good date possibility, the swing dancing. Like
if I get good and corked, and like it's music I like, you know, if there's like good, it's like funk or soul or some like something easy to get into, I can dance. But like that swing shit, I was just I was breaking elbows and flying. It was a flop. It was a hoop skirt mess, and it was and that just that relationship hit the rocky shores.
Your pocket watch kept falling out. It was horrible.
Yeah, so I banged her sister. But
there you go. But chicks always have bad CDs. Like, you know, chicks buy like chicks buy the CD from Abercrombie and Fitch at the checkout. Chicks buy the music at Starbucks. You ever see the CDs at Starbucks? Yeah. No man has ever bought no heterosexual man has ever bought the CD at Starbucks or any of those Pottery Barn.
Well, sometimes they're like Ella Fitzgerald.
Yeah, I know, but it's very gay. But a guy doesn't go into if a guy wants a coffee, he's going to Starbucks. He doesn't want music.
Oh, by the way, first of all, no guy under 60 has ever bought an Ella Fitzgerald record that I'm aware of.
Yeah, you just don't. Chicks just have bad music, and it's a real disappointment. And then chicks will have this. You ever have this? You ever girl do this? I dated a girl for a while. She had Mozart. And I was like, what's that for? Oh, I put that on when I study. Like, all of a sudden you're going to be smart because you put the Mozart on? Like, you're retarded. You can't get through college without a Mozart CD. I mean, it's just stupid.
But even girls who have good musical taste, if they really have good musical taste, this is rare.
Yeah.
I know a handful of these girls. Okay. You ain't going to last with them.
They're probably going to be too cool for you.
Because what they're trying to do is date a bass player.
Yeah, yeah.
If a girl really, like, if you go in and you go, you're like, I'm on Duel. You know, you like you go into a girl's record collection, you see all kinds of crazy stuff. You're like you have the Faces, and I'm, you know, you're like, wow, I didn't.
I know. If they have a lot of indie rock records that are cool, they probably banged at least one of the guys in one of the indie.
You're like, Olivia Tremor Control, what's this?
Yeah.
You know they're trying to get a finger in them from...
No, I know chicks who are hip who bang the guys. Like, I knew chicks who... I knew these two chicks, they had a house.
Right. And then when Kings of Leon come through town, they're going to be at the side door trying to get a DJ.
And, like, these guys... I don't even want to name the band because I don't want to say who this is because people will know. These chicks brought guys back after the Magic Stick because they didn't have a place to stay. They were like a touring rock band from
that
the West Coast.
All the time.
And the chicks brought them both, and one girl took one guy into a room. One girl took the bass player. One guy took the singer. And that was it.
Oh, that happens all the time.
And then I was hanging out in the living room with the two other guys that weren't getting laid.
Oh, that happened.
Yeah.
We used to do that for like...
You used to bang the bass player?
We'd let bands crash.
Yeah, yeah, all right. Yeah, but the chicks that do that, they're screwing them, so, you know.
Yeah.
Horrible. But again, those were chicks that were into all that hip music. So maybe you're better off getting a chick who's into, you know, Coldplay or something. You know?
Oh, yeah, Sheryl Crow. Yeah.
Yeah,
no,
Sheryl
Crow.
Yeah.
You want a girl that, like, is sort of hip, but not quite there.
But most girls, if you go through their CD, if you're a guy who likes, like a lot of good music, I play most of the music on the show year in the beginning is usually stuff I pick, but, most of the chicks I date just don't have good musical taste. And that's, but you have to deal with that. You have to gather up and move on.
Yeah. Well,
much like the show, because we just did 28 minutes on
compromise.
Chick CD.
This is an important topic, though.
It is, though, because I felt it was about getting laid, and we played the Mike Damone bit, and so it was worth it.
You know, girls aren't into the Complete Stone Roses, but whatever.
I have the Complete Stone Roses.
Unless they're British.
You know what's good, too? I've got it sitting over there. Can you see it? The Killers. Chicks will like the Killers.
Yeah, I guess
chicks are kind of into the Killers now, so that might be a new one, and it's kind of gay.
Yeah, but you know what? You got to
like it.
You got to, you know... Girls usually are lagging behind you a little bit.
Well, look at my CDs. Great CD, The Libertines, up the bracket.
Girls
not going
like
to meet a chick that's into The Libertines. Like no. And Pavement, Crooked Rain, and all that stuff over there. What else is there? Suede's, Dogman, Star.
I mean, not American girls. Some British girls might be.
Nilsson, Schmilsson.
No single girl on the planet Earth is into Harry Nilsson. We got to play.
We're going to do a show where we play Harry Nilsson because he's so friggin' good and people
don't know
about him.
Yeah, you know, I personally like Randy Newman's early stuff.
We can play some Randy Newman on the show.
No, chicks like that.
But Nilsson, Schmilsson, yeah. Look at all the good records I have that chicks don't like.
Well...
Franz Ferdinand might get you laid. I guess that's sitting over there on my shelf. Broken Social Scene, anyway.
You know, some girls have got that Jenny from the Block album on their...
I know. You just got to deal with that.
Why don't we go on MySpace? Here's another show we could do.
Yeah.
We'll go on MySpace and read what girls' music, like what music they're into.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I think that's brilliant.
That is a good idea.
And I'll point out some of the ones I've dated, and we'll look at the music they're
into.
We'll
look at the music they're into and figure out why you're not with them anymore. Oh. All right. So anyway, that's the... What a long Memorial Day weekend, I guess, right? didn't we?
You saying Doves won't work?
Doves might work. There were chicks at the Doves. I went to the Dove
show.
We
could do 75 on this topic. This is a great
topic. I know, but I think I have some other stuff. Like, I did some comedy. I told people I was going to be in Toledo last weekend. I did it. Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
Memorial Day weekend's always slow at comedy clubs just because people are doing other stuff. They're on their boat.
Go ahead. Tell them about the guy you worked with.
No, I was going to talk about this guy. No. I'm going to talk about something funny happened at one of the shows. I was going to
tell
that story.
Well, certainly wasn't this guy who you worked with.
Something funny happened. Well, actually, nothing funny happened after
Frank
my
Roach.
Oh, brother. There's an edit. So what happened?
Oh, yeah.
Thursday night.
Like that convict can work a computer.
All right. You realize that I just can't be screaming out names of guys that are tools. And that Corey Hall was saying that. Because you try to get me in trouble, and I'm not interested in getting in trouble for
this
show.
I'm not getting you in trouble. I'm saying it.
Then you say it, and I'm going to sit here and be quiet.
Giant pussy. You were a large, large steaming pussy.
I was going to tell you a very funny story from the weekend, but now you've pissed all over it.
Let's hear this hilarious anecdote.
Well, now that you're with that attitude, you're not going to laugh.
No,
funny.
Tell me.
And the audience is going to be bored.
They're bored now.
They're bored because you broke my flow. I had some flow going.
Oh, okay.
I had some flow.
What is this, Russell Simmons Deaf Comedy Jam? Deaf Poetry Jam?
Yeah, with Mustard.
I was in Toledo doing a show, and it was a rock and roll show. My vagina knows the tides of the universe. Through my vagina flows the seasons and the time. Anyway, go ahead. I just love that. I love Russell Simmons' Deaf Poetry Jam. It's always like, and when Puerto Rican shop owners get together with blacks and they smell each other and funky. Anyway. That's a great, great show.
It's my favorite episode.
Yeah. You'll hear this every time.
Yeah.
My vagina is all things. It is the cave through which the world revolves. Yeah, you'll hear that coming. My vagina worked on a field sharecropping for 35 years. You just always hear
it. And if a girl's got that in her CD collection, then you'll never get laid. That's something you'll
forget it then.
Yeah.
Surrender, Dorothy.
All right. So anyway, I'm doing the show Thursday night, kind of a slow night for comedy, midweek show, whatever. Thursday night, and there's like, I think I would say 35, 40 people in the audience Thursday night, connections in Toledo, and there's some guy in like a chair, you know, like, I don't want to say retarded,
yeah,
but he's like handicapped, he's like one of those, what's the guy, Stephen Hawking, he's kind of
like hot dogs, I like spaghetti and meatballs in a can, I don't think
that was him.
Everything with
marshmallows. That
was not him. That wasn't him.
It wasn't him, but it was a guy in a chair. And the guy was, he had like a lady with him who was helping him, and he was sort of like, he was kind of twisted and gnarled, and there seemed to be some restraint, like some head restraint maybe. Like, he was a messed up guy. He was sort of handicapped, you know, and he's at the show, and it's always weird because I used to do like crippled jokes and stuff like that. I don't do those anymore, but some comics do. So it's always weird when you see a guy all, you know, stroked out in a wheelchair in front of the stage. It's always a little weird because you don't want to be politically incorrect. You always go through your head, you go, well, do I acknowledge this guy? Do I, like, say, hey, what's up with you, guy? And then, you know, you don't want that to happen. So you try to go about your show and
really? And then what happens when he has to go to the bathroom?
Well, you'll have to excuse me because I have to use the bathroom.
Well, if he only spoke that well, because he did not. So I'm there doing the show, and there's two guys in front of me. There's the opening act, the MC.
Sure.
And then there's some guy doing a guest spot, some kid from Toledo. So they go on and... no problem. The guy's sitting there, and I think he's got like a drink with the straw. The lady that's with him is feeding him, and there's no problem. Guy hasn't made a word. So I get up. But these guys, these openers were, you know, it was Thursday night. The opening acts, you know, they didn't really go over that well. So then I get up there, Mr. Hotshot feature act, and I'm up there, and I start. I'm like a minute in. I'm starting to hit some jokes. The audience is laughing, and I just hear this.
You heard that?
I was just like, no, that wasn't quite it. It was more like,
that goes on and on.
It was more like, ooh, and I realized that.
You heard this.
Hey, Jesse, look what I'm doing. I'm not going to Cookie Mountain.
I didn't hear that either, believe it or not. No one made a Cookie Mountain.
No one made a Cookie Mountain.
It's a shame. I would have enjoyed one after the show. And so I just hear this guy, so I would do my jokes, but I'm bum bum, you know, I'm telling my joke, set up punchline, and then that's what I would hear. It was just like,
really?
And I realized the guy's laughing, but he's just so effed up from whatever he's got that's his laugh, but just, every time I tell a joke, he goes,
that's then, more response than you were probably getting
from
the rest of
the
audience.
Well, that's the thing is, well, no, the audience was trying into it. But the all audience would stop and just stare at this retarded guy.
He wasn't getting laughs?
Well, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to say. So a couple times I did it, and then I looked at the guy, and he goes, and I was like, exactly, yeah. Sir. And I was trying to be funny.
And the crowd turned on
you. It was just, no, it was fine. It's just, what do you do in that situation? It was fine. I didn't acknowledge the guy. I didn't want to go, you know, I sort of felt like the ball player who wanted to, like, you know, autograph the ball and hand it to him. But, you know, you can't do that. It's comedy. What are you going to, you know what I mean?
You're like,
I felt like,
here's my Ramada Inn key. Why don't you take this here, son? And...
What was that Brian song where he hit a, what was it, the movie where the
I
guy.
I love you, Brian Piccolo.
I scored 3 touchdowns for you because I felt like that sort of. But the guy was enjoying himself. But when a retard is enjoying himself, it's not enjoyable to everyone around him, you know? Like, it was better off when he was sitting there being quiet at the other guys, which means he didn't like him. Or maybe he was screaming to leave. Maybe that's... I can't figure it out.
You know, that's
it was just very awkward, because I was having a good show, and this guy's screaming out, you know? And it's funny, because I taped all the weekend shows. I didn't tape that show, so I didn't...
Oh,
we could have... Well, there's 20 people there. I know, I would have loved to have...
played the clips right here.
Sound of the Wailing Retard. That would be my comedy CD. I'd sell it after the show.
That's,
but I can't do it. So, but anyway, I want to thank whoever that guy was.
No, there's a guy.
He's guy's just, listening to our podcast right now going,
oh, stop. Oh, that's so wrong. Remember that guy that would come in to Club Bart? That would,
oh, yeah, our open mic Club Bart.
There's a guy who's got some kind of Tourette's.
It's a Tourette's
like,
guy,
uncontrollable,
yeah,
laughter.
Yeah.
You'd be like, good evening, folks.
Yeah, you just start inappropriately laughing out loud. Yeah. This guy that shows up, and it's just like, what do? You know, the guy's laughing. The guy wants to have fun, and now you're sitting there. Now you're looking like a dick because you're just.
Yeah, it's hard to. I know that's a tough nut to crack.
It is. What do you do, man? What do you do? Anyway.
I don't know. Only a DJ with balls of steel could.
Only Corey Hall.
No, that's a top. Yeah.
Could offend people like that.
Well, you know what, though? Your inclination is to rip on the cripple.
It is. But you have to learn not to do that. Well, your comedic instinct
is. You get so many, like, drunks and freaks that, like, a cripple, it's not their fault.
Right.
They're retarded.
Right.
Listen to my sensitivity. It's not your fault you're retarded.
But sometimes you feel like you're Don Rickles and you're working the room and they're there. Hey, look at this married couple over here. You haven't touched a breast since the Nixon administration. And look at this black guy. Hey, how are you? Hey, did the bus get you here? Hey, and you're working the room and you get to the retard. What do you do? I'm not saying those are jokes that I would actually
do. Is this a preview of Joel's show?
Yeah, go to joelthecomic.com. Look at my show dates.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what do you do in that case? I don't know. It's a dilemma. It's
know.
A quandary. It's the whole thing. Speaking of dilemma, oh, we got to do this. We're going to take a break. God damn it. We should have done this at the top.
There's so much stuff
F to and F, 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 F. It's June. You can vote for us on podcastdaily.com,
right.
And we should have said it at the top.
Please.
Well, we're only 38 minutes in. Okay. People will hear this.
Well, if you vote, it helps us.
It helps us promote
defeat the
show.
The competition.
And we're going to talk about the competition a little bit. We're going to read our mail after
are
the
we,
break. But vote for us. Go to podcastalley.com. Look up Corey and Joel. You can link there from our site on the right side of the page. You can vote once a month. I know a lot of you say, hey, I voted for you. But you can vote once a month. So if you voted for us once, you can vote for us again. It helps us out. We're going to play more Moldy Peaches. Take a little break. Coming up, viewer mail, listener mail. Is that what we're calling it, listener mail? Is that the name of the segment?
Yeah, that would be,
listener mail. Mm-hmm. Some of you have been sending us emails. We appreciate it. We're going to read some of them. Some of them are funny. Some of them are frightening. And we got some email from fellow podcasters. And podcasters, get out the preparation age because the a-hole's getting reamed right after the break. I guarantee it.
We got all kind of fun and hijinks.
We're gonna fist. I'm going to put – watch this. You see my fist? I'm gonna put it in. I'm not just going to put it in to some of these guys. I'm going to twist. At
wow,
the end,
listen to you.
When I insert my fist into the a-hole of some of these other podcasters.
Really?
There's one in particular, and then I'm going to, like, twist it
at the end. I was thinking about...
For maximum pain.
I was thinking about wrapping barbed wire around my ball sack and teabagging a couple
guys. That would be good. That would be good.
Is that outrageous?
You know, actually, one of them's a woman.
Oh, her too. All right. Folks, here we go.
Little more Moldy Peaches. Downloading porn with Devo.
Yes.
It's this funny song. Listen to this song in a break. It's
an
great.
Internet themed tune.
We love it, and we'll be back after this.
Sleeping in a cemetery in A&B. sucking dick for ecstasy. Paid a 7-year-old hooker to make out with me. Now the get high shack's just a memory. Snort. My girl's got a dick hanging out of her shorts. Me and Eric in the bathroom with the weather report. Downloaded porn with Dave-O. Downloaded porn with Dave-O. Put a latch on the door so mama don't know that I'm downloading porn with Dave-O. Oh baby, I know you love the good old days. Cruising on the Long Island Expressway. I used to be dead, but now I'm gay. All I ever think about is drowning, drowning. Downloading porn with Dave-O. Downloading porn with Dave-O. Put a latch on the door so mama don't know that I'm downloading porn with Dave-O.
Welcome back, everybody. Corey and Joel Radio Show 17. Corey is still out on break, so I'll entertain you. Here he comes.
I'm right here.
Here he comes, Mr. Corey Hall. Bum, ba da da. Bum, 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 bum. Sit down. That was more Moldy Peaches downloading porn with Dave-O.
Enjoyable, wasn't it?
I got a fresh drink. The show is live on tape, folks. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
In front of a studio audience.
Live in front of a studio audience of absolutely
in Burbank, California.
So should we do the mail? Do we have some mail?
Yeah,
some mail,
sure.
Right? I have some mail, and we're going to do this.
You want mail?
I got mail, baby. Mm-hmm. Lots of email. Thanks for sending this in. You can email us if you want. Talk about the show. Email at CoreyandJoelRadio.com. Go to the website. You can link from there, CoreyandJoelRadio.com. Mm-hmm. Okay. We got this one today. This was nice. This is about the last show. About show 16, we had Lindsay on. Lindsay, a beautiful former roommate of mine. And
what's this?
Oh.
A letter for me.
Thank you. We have a letter. And this is it's from a girl named Nikki. She says, I started listening to your podcast. I really like what I hear. I just finished voting at Podcast Alley. So another plug for that. Thank you,
okay.
Nikki, for
thank
voting
you, Nikki.
For us.
Thank you.
And then she talks about, we talked about this on show 16. We hit it a little bit today even. So, she says, I don't know which of you said it. I think it was me. But you were dead on when talking about a woman's temporary fix versus a potential relationship candidate. I never thought about it, but in my single days, the guys I took home when I felt I needed it were always unbelievably hot. That's what she says. Remember I was talking about how chicks, when they just want to bang a guy for a second, the guy's always hot?
Well, yeah.
And when guys want to get laid, we go out and get a fat pig. It's more or less. I mean, it's been done, let's
yeah,
just say
okay.
that. So anyway,
sure.
That was sort of the point I think you should tell you. The guys I actually dated had to have a little more than looks going for them. So that would be me and you. He says, now my husband was kind of supposed to be a temporary, but I discovered he was actually capable of making me laugh and keeping up his end of an intelligent conversation. So basically, she looks like she banged some hot guy, and then she just ended up marrying him. I don't know. Am I reading that wrong? I don't know.
She's just trying to say her dumpy husband is attractive.
We were right, but now, well, maybe she loves that fat guy that she went out. I don't know.
Well, I don't know, but thanks for writing in.
But thanks for writing in, Nikki. Oh, and at the end, she says this.
Why don't you send us a picture of your husband so we can determine, we can decide if he's worthy
no,
of you.
No, you don't have to do
and
that,
if he
Nikki.
Isn't, we will come. Where does she live?
I have no idea
okay.
where Nikki lives.
She didn't give an address?
She gave a little blog. I'm not going to put it out on the air, but there's a little blog address. We'll have to read her blog.
We will come to Tallahassee or wherever you live and bone the living Christ out of you. And I will read you from Albert Camus books and we will discuss art and literature.
I think she's happy, though.
And I'll be like a regular Vincent Canby. I'll break down the movies for you and teach you about the magic of art. We'll watch La Ventura by Michelangelo Antonioni, and we'll chill some grapes.
Yeah, I think she's married and she's happy, and she doesn't want you to bone her.
Oh,
she just wrote us a fan letter, so it's okay.
That's only if he's not up to stuff.
I'm sure he's a great guy.
If he's a good guy, then happy.
But she also wrote at the bottom, she said, I think Lindsay did a good job today. That's what she wrote right here.
Oh, well, thank you so much for your letter.
Thank you, and Lindsay, thank you for coming in.
And if you're ever in the Detroit area, just and you're bored with that marriage, you just stop by.
Stop by. And then we have this guy.
Thank you.
We have this guy, Jim. Jim is sort of our... Is Jim our number one fan?
I don't know, but is this the guy that we've gotten...
Jim's the guy who listens on his... I circled some of Jim's highlights.
This is the guy who's a commuter because we got mail from him.
So here's Jim. This is referring to an old show. Guys love the show. The Hot 65 Babe Bracket was a thing of beauty. We did that on shows 4 and 5. So we did our tribute to the NCAAs. If you want to listen to an old show, this is a great show. 4 and 5. Mm-hmm. And what I did is I listed chicks and I ranked them in the top 65, like the NCAAs. And then Corey had to decide who was hotter until we got to number one. And it was a whole big shtick. It was funny. Anyway, we did that. Love the Hot 65 Babe Bracket.
Who won that?
Oh, I know. Gosh, well, I'm ruining it now.
Oh.
See now? People know. I lipped it to
Corey. Keep an eye on the dark horse, Lauren Ambrose, in that tournament.
Yeah, there was
from 6 feet
there
under.
There was a Cinderella story in that.
She was like
Lauren
Valpo.
Ambrose. So he says, I love the Hot 65 Babe Bracket. I never thought I could enjoy people I don't know ripping new ones. For other people, I don't know, but I find it surprisingly entertaining. However, would you please drop the toffee face shit, you fat fucks? It was funny the first 100 times. Let's get back to the good stuff, the racism, misogyny, the general disregard for everyone and everything that isn't one of you. Good time. So that was Jim with his first email. But Jim doesn't stop emailing. Jim keeps writing.
I think we should send Jim a toffee fade just to...
Jim, send us your email address and we'll send you some toffee
fade. Yeah, because we want you to enjoy the caramely goodness of
exactly,
toffee
fade. Exactly, Jim. And the racism and the misogyny that we're so known for.
It's... Yeah.
I don't know where that comes from.
You know,
but you did want to bang our...
Jim, Nick. I'm going to stop talking about the delicious hazelnutty goodness of toffee fade and start talking about how I hate the coons.
I think that's not.
Is that more to your liking, Jim?
Jim's all right. And then Jim writes us this, and this is another one. I'm just reading a highlight. You may be wondering why a grown man with a real job and 2 kids spends time writing 2 fat comedians.
That's a good question.
He's referring to us. Well, well, talk to me when you're married with children. The old show with Christina Applegate isn't that far off. Does he have a hot daughter? Anyway, one thing you have to look forward to, though, the perversion level goes through the roof. While the standards drop through the floor, the roof. Is it roof or roof? I said roof.
Are you from Atlanta?
I don't know. Roof. The perversion
we
level goes through the
roof. We was up on the roof the other day smoking a fatty. Anyway, go.
It says the perversion level goes to the roof while the standards drop through the floor. It makes for some interesting situations. So that's right about our show. Perversion through the roof, standards through the floor sounds like us. Anyway, keep up the brawl breaking. There are a few of us who commute into the nation's capital that rely on it, so.
Oh, okay.
Jim must be a senator or
I
a congressman.
He's
on his way.
Exactly.
He's on his way in, and then here's another one. We definitely covered this. The last one from Jim. I have a suggestion, bring additional value to your show. Play some cool music. We play some cool music, but we don't list the band songs on the website. Consider posting them, blah, blah, blah. We pretty much tell you who everyone is.
We tell you the album, but we don't usually name all the songs. So we'll look
into
that.
But, you know, is that boring? I don't know. Say you put up the name of the band on the album, then you've got to send a link to Amazon or to All Music Guide, and that's just a lot of work.
You know, we might put a list of our
music
just the albums.
Just the music.
You figure out the tracks yourself. We could put, our favorite albums.
Yeah, but we generally play one album a day, you know, on the show. It's all music from the same record.
A little more music on today's show. But
today is the Moldy Peaches. Yeah, we've played some Prince and stuff just to demonstrate a point. Anyway. Then we got this. This, I considered this, and I know I forwarded this to you.
Is it pod-safe music?
I don't know. But
which
Jim,
means it's
thank
recorded
you.
By some a-hole in Montana?
And Jim, email us at email@coreyandjoelradio.com.
Yeah.
Because you're sending it to Corey's personal email, and I don't get him, so. Send it to the show instead of Corey. All right. Next one. This was the greatest email. We got this over the weekend. This is hilarious. I think this is based on the last show, I think, although it's sort of general. Okay. This is from a guy named Ryan. I don't know where Ryan is. Hey, my name's Ryan, and I'm a 19-year-old college student from Wisconsin. Well, that answered that question.
Oh.
Surprisingly enough, I don't associate with the countless whining podcast listeners that you constantly speak so fondly of on each show. You guys' English isn't great, but let me move on. That's right, I'm a real person. In fact, I'm pretty badass. Like, who writes an email and says, I'm pretty badass?
Him English, not good.
Him English,
but that's okay.
But he's badass. He's a 19-year-old kid. In my free time, I like to drive around the city and hit elderly people with my car. Listen to this maniac.
Well, that's, what? I do that. That's fun.
Or possibly, if my mood is right, I'll punch a few babies. Wow.
Apparently, people think that this is Martin Borman and Adolf Hess doing a show
here.
I don't know. Hi, it's the Henry Kimmerer show.
It gets worse, doesn't it? But enough about me. My real purpose for writing was to tell you that your show is pretty funny. Thank you. You definitely got those two Jews, Don and Drew, beat. Now, Don and Drew have, like, this number one comedy podcast, or so they say.
I didn't even know Don was a Jew.
I don't even know who's Jewish, if they're Jewish, but that's what he's saying. And then he continues, God, I thoroughly hope those two faggots don't breed. And he's referring, so not only are Don and Drew Jews, now they're faggots.
I just want to clarify, everybody, the opinions expressed represent Ryan's and not those of the Corey and Joel Radio
Show. We don't think Don and Drew are Jews or fags.
Well,
we just don't like them. But anyway,
I think that
a New York Jewish intellectual communist crackpot
could be Ryan right there.
It gets worse.
Listen to this. Speaking of Jews, don't let down on the Jew bashing. It is always funny to rip on the Jews, especially since they have it coming. Them and their big noses and the like. This is an actual email we got from a fan. Oh, it's horrible.
What a fan.
These are the people that are listening to us.
No, that's... Thanks, Ryan.
Ryan. And then it says... Yeah, and that's pretty much it. He plugged his website.
Thanks, Ryan. I'm going to tell my cantor next time I see him
Ryan,
I got that letter from
you. I'm in the comedy business. That's what I do. That's how I pay my bills, Ryan. Yeah. I run into more than a few Jews in the comedy business.
Really? Are there Jews in entertainment, Joel? Or is that what you're trying to tell me?
There's a couple. Yeah,
really?
There's a couple.
In comedy,
and,
there's Jews?
There sure are. And so that was that one.
Right.
And now this one. This was.
Our attorney, the show's attorney, Nigel Rosenblum,
is actually Jewish.
Half Jewish descent. So.
So we love all people. We don't want to pick on this stupid.
I love
Dawn
you
and
all.
Drew. We don't like you, but. You're not. We don't
no, there's a lot like of other Drew. Reasons not to like Don and Drew.
Because they're not funny, but their show is horrible.
Hey, ain't Drew.
Speaking of horrible shows.
Why don't you grab my boobies? Anyway.
Yeah, you've got about 70 minutes left of
you
us.
You guys
want
to listen
podcasts.
To a couple shows. You just listen to
Well, listen to this. This was the pisser. Now, we got a very, very, very nice email from this woman that does a show. And anyway, I'm going to just explain this to you. Okay. This is after our Star Wars show. This is from a woman named Danielle. I just listened to my first episode, number 13, Star Wars stuff, and I think it's a testament to your show's enjoyability, because I don't know anything about Star Wars, nor do I care about the upcoming final installment, and only vaguely could place the characters' names with faces. God, this is the longest. There's no period.
Yeah.
I got to stop, because there's no period in this sentence. It's a run-on. Okay. We did the show 13, where Corey reviewed Star Wars early. It was a great show. If you want to listen to us talk about Star Wars, it's 13. Okay. But I got a laugh out loud, fun kick out of your show anyway. I would have preferred if you had done the show in the Yoda voice, because I'm pretty certain it's the same guys that does Telemonster on Sesame Street. I don't know who Telemonster is. Who's Telemonster?
I don't know. I haven't watched
it. It's probably Frank Oz, though, anyway. And as anyway, I'll give you a shout this week. Now, this is that.
Telly's like kind of the depressed.
They've added that since
I... Telly was on in the 80s when
was
we were
he?
Kids.
All right, I was a kid in the 70s. Anyway.
I think Kelly was around back then.
Anyway, she really liked... She listened to one show, the Star Wars show she loved. This is Danny. She does a show called Borderline. That's her podcast. So she listened to our show.
Yeah.
So we got some email. And this is... So Corey wrote back. We see what happens if you email
you
us
have
at
my
email
reply there?
At Corey and... Yeah, I do. And so if you email us at email at coreyandjoelradio.com, you'll actually... the mail will go to both me and Corey, so we'll both read it. And then Corey writes back, and this was nice. She forwarded this to me. Corey writes back, glad you enjoyed it. If you dug that one, check out shows 9, 10, 11, and 12. And please vote for us on Podcast Alley. It's the best way for us to crush the competition and bring you quality programs. Thanks, Corey. So Corey wrote a really nice response. It was very nice of you.
Yeah, sure.
Evil Corey stayed in the closet.
Well,
and
there
then,
wasn't anything wrong with
right,
that.
Right, and I didn't know you even wrote that, so I wrote a response, and I wrote a nice response too. And mine was very succinct. It said, Danny, thanks for listening. It was a fun show to do. I'll have to listen to your show sometime. And then at the end, I said, are you hot? Love, Joel. That's what it says. Now, when I said, she listened to the show. She liked the show. She liked our irreverent tone where we make fun of everything and we talk about chicks that are hot or nice. So I wrote three little letters, words, are you hot, nine letters, question mark
right
at the end, because I didn't know. I went through her website and I tried to even see a picture of her, but I wasn't, I don't really care if the chick's hot. I was just making a joke. It was a joke just like jokes we make on the show.
Right.
And I thought it was nice. She liked our show. Maybe we would like her show. Probably not. But at least we'd be nice to her. Thanks for the email. Blah, blah, blah. So then I get this back. Yeah. This is from Danielle again. This is a response to mine. As a fellow broadcaster, is that's what it comes down to. Are you hot? Disgusting. Nice boys, real nice. If I was a guy and would say to you, are you hung? Gross. Well...
Well, the answer is yes, I am.
Well, I, whatever.
Like
but
a goddamn baboon.
Yeah, we're adults. We can talk about if we're hung or not. Are you hung? Corey, are you hung?
It's massive, dude. It's well, unbelievable. Right.
Mine's like a fire hydrant. It's a little more, it's compact, more but it's, yeah, it's more of a plug. Really? It's sort of, yeah.
Girth is important.
Girth is important, and I have that. So maybe that's gross to you too, Daniel, but a few. All right.
Mine's kind of like a baby's arm holding an apple.
Yeah, no, I really doubt your penis is like a... Anyway, enough about your penis. So she goes, I gave you a fair listen and tried to hear your content and be interested. I'm so disappointed. And then I looked at your website, and you guys aren't hot, basically. I'm just summing up. And then she's like, she talks about – it's just – it's ridiculous. It's just, she wrote this horrible email to us. It goes on and on about what jerks we are. I thought you were cool. I listened to your show. I thought you were funny and cool, but you fell back on stereotypes. It was three words that I wrote. Are you hot? The show doesn't offend her. When right. We're talking about Princess Leia's boobies flapping up and down on Star Wars. That doesn't offend her.
No.
But when I write this email, right. It does. And here's what's right. worse. And this is why podcasters are a bunch of sniveling homos.
No, wait. What was her show? She's doing what's she doing? A comedy show?
Oh, yeah.
You God cow? Forbid. It's a comedy show.
Wow.
You stupid slut. Lincoln, Nebraska.
Yeah, right,
first of all, I got to.
All right, I got to just.
Lincoln, Nebraska. You know what's in Lincoln, Nebraska?
Our board is smoking from
dirt
the screen.
Dirt is what's all in right, Lincoln.
I got to turn your mic.
Are you kidding? I would rather fuck a knot hole in a tree than put my dick in any piece of slag that rolled out of Lincoln, Nebraska, you corn eating whore.
Well,
did I say
yeah,
it? Is that enough?
But here's the point, too. This is why podcasters suck. This girl apparently does a comedy show.
Allegedly does a comedy show.
And then she had to email. Then she CC'd a bunch of other podcasters.
Yeah, that's the other
which
stuff.
Is trying to like smear us or make us look bad. And these other podcasters didn't even really see what we wrote or what she wrote to us. They probably didn't even listen to the show. She emailed this Verge of the Fringe. She emailed Ferg from Air Stupid Ferg and all these other people. I don't even know who these other people are, but they're all podcasters, I'm sure of it. And she's emailing us trying to smear us and make us look bad. Well, you know what, Danielle? F you. You know who looks bad? You. Because we're exposing you right now on the show. You're a fraud. You're not funny. You entertain no one. Stop dumping on us. We're doing a good show. We don't care about you. We don't care about podcasters. We don't care about Podcast Alley. Why don't you drop dead? All right. You hear this? This is your email. This is your email. You know, I'm throwing it right into the, I'm throwing it right
wow.
in the garbage. Eat a bag of dicks, Danielle.
No,
and that maybe that if that doesn't offend you, I don't know what will.
Okay. All right.
Here's more of her email. Throw it across the
thing.
Room.
They're
humorless F's.
I appreciated that she listened to our show and saw its apparent quality and listened to it and heard it
yeah,
for herself.
Of course.
Then get the joke, dumbass.
Yeah, if you like the show, you can't like when I ask if you're hot. It's a stupid joke. It's an email.
What really amazes me is that people take, first of all, that people in Lincoln, Nebraska know how to use a goddamn computer.
Well,
that amazes me.
What else are you going to do in Lincoln, Nebraska?
You hayseed cracker ass.
What else are you going to do there?
You freaking, when you're not busy making moonshine bathtub gin, you hayseed cracker ass.
Such a-holes.
NASCAR loving douches.
So she's emailing all these stupid, awful shows. Okay,
but this whole problem with this podcast community, and sadly, we have to affiliate ourselves with certain podcast websites,
yeah,
to gain notoriety and attention. If we just left this up on our own site and promoted
ourselves,
no
one would ever see it.
That then we would have to do a lot more work,
right?
When you put yourself on a listing page like Podcast Alley, or Podcast right. Pickle, or iPod or X, or one of these,
and we're on all those,
all of these listings, which you have to be. You're going to have to deal with some douchebags. And the problem with Podcast Alley is it's the same six people on the message
board. The message boards on Podcast Alley are a nightmare.
And they're complete dunces. And it's like, it's this very granola thing. Now, the people doing podcasting are either like Adam Curry, who's like so out of show business that like, seriously, Bronson Pinchot is more in show business than Adam Curry. Adam Curry used to be the host of... and this is for people who aren't involved in the podcast universe, because you know what? our friends who listen to the show have no goddamn idea that Adam Curry does a pod show.
No, nobody does.
A podcast.
And his show is just
He's the Al Gore of podcasts. He likes
and he
to
talks about
playing.
Nothing. He just I don't even I've listened to his show. It's horrible.
It's called The Daily Source Code and it's garbage. And Adam Curry, okay, from what I'm familiar with of Adam Curry, he's familiar for being...
He was on MTV a million
nothing.
Years ago.
Yeah,
yeah, let me explain who he was.
Famous for blonde hair.
He was on Headbangers Ball. He was the least... He was a guy that heavy metal guys laughed at.
Yeah, metal guys hated
stupid,
your ass.
He had a big, stupid floppy fringe and just this haircut. He was in this leather jacket. He didn't look like he knew what he was talking about. He didn't know what he was talking about.
No, he would come on and do, before they had TRL, he'd come on and do like the top 10 countdown
yeah.
requests. And
yeah, he would do all
that
stuff
too.
Tell you
that Mr. beat Duran Duran.
Yeah, he was
day.
Sort of like a Carson Daly in the 80s, sort of.
He was
sort
a blonde beach boy idiot.
Exactly.
No
and, but whatever.
About.
I'm not even dumping on him because right. I don't know anything about
but
him.
He's like the professional that's doing podcasts.
Yeah, he's the. But forget about me and Corey who have entertainment experience in media, writing, performing, the whole thing. And that we want to come in to do podcasting where people in their bedrooms are doing it, and these husbands and wives, and we want to actually bring a level of quality to it, and then everyone just dumps on us. Well, you know what? You can all F off. And I'm going to do this right. This is the stupidest. You can fuck off. I'm going to actually swear. Listen to this. I'm going to do this. This might be the stupidest thing anyone's ever done on any sort of show or anytime anyone wants people to listen or pay attention. I want people to turn off our show right now. You know what I want them to do? I want them to go to podcasting or any of the shows and look at the top comedy shows. And go listen to those. If you like our show, go listen to one of those shows for 5 minutes. You'll poke your ears out before you listen to that crap.
Yeah,
and they're all awful. We've listened to all those shows. They all suck. And if you enjoy our show, you will hate those shows. Those guys have no point. They do 10 minutes of them doing poopy jokes, or they just regurgitate the Howard Stern show like PK and Jay. Those two. Dickheads.
Joel's quaking with anger.
I am. I'm pissed
really,
off.
You know what?
Now.
No, honestly, there's nothing to get fired up about. Cause,
no,
cause
there is.
Literally, their kids in Columbus, Ohio.
PK and Jay are kids in Columbus, Ohio.
And,
but
and you know what? And that's the beauty of podcasting. Hey, there's
any retard can
there
do
are
it.
All kinds of podcasts out there, and I've listened to a few other shows
right.
that are like tech shows.
No, I don't want to dump on those
and
guys. I don't
want
to dump on the guys
that
are doing
cool.
sci-fi review. That's fine. You guys are cool. Go ahead.
I mean,
do that. Yeah.
It's
never get laid again. Go ahead, do your sci-fi. But whatever.
What,
okay.
But you know what, though? I get bored with regular radio, and
yeah.
I'm glad that there are things
I understand
that I can
that.
Listen to. Like the guys from Tech TV that got when they
yeah,
all
the
got
guys,
fired
Leo,
off that show.
Kevin and all those guys. Yeah, those guys are good.
That's an interesting show if you want tech information.
But why do
but
these...
But when you do a comedy show,
yeah.
you better know what you're goddamn talking about, and you better be able to take a fucking
yeah,
joke.
Yeah, you guys can't take any criticism. We criticized your shows. You said you're not funny.
And
then everyone says, oh, your show sucks. You're not. People don't even show our show's not funny. First of all, these guys love our show. That's what people don't... We get
there,
this
there
letter
are a couple
from Borderline... You, who are you going to talk about now?
Oh, okay. You go ahead, Borderline.
Switched on? Well, Borderline loves our show. She sends us an email. This guy, Ferg, we're going to talk about Ferg in a minute, this tool. And he thinks we named the dog. We had a dog on named Fergus with Lindsay. We made a joke that Ferg was our
the
dog.
The dog's like 4
That's
years old.
That's just Lindsay's dog, Ferg, that she's had forever. He's like an old, I don't know, he's a dog.
Yeah,
know?
He's 5 or 6 years old.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with him. He's like, oh, you named the dog after me, blah, blah, blah. F you, you stupid tool. All right. No. Then these
if I
guys,
wanted to name the dog after you, I'd name the dog Unfunny Fuck. That's what I named the dog.
You know what? I guarantee you if we did a podcast with that dog barking into the microphone, it would get higher ratings and more votes than Ferg show.
You mean legitimate
the Fergus,
votes.
Yeah.
Legitimate
oh,
votes.
Not the 300 votes Ferg made up in April.
Really?
Ferg's like, oh, I had legitimate votes.
And
we were spiking our listeners.
You got 25 votes
in
May and 300 in April.
Yeah, F you, Ferg,
you
lying
piece
know,
and
of shit.
Have, here's the other garbage. Everybody goes, oh, well, a lot of shows got spikes in April. The whole podcasting world caught on fire. Bullshit.
Yeah.
I hate that we have to waste time devoting to this topic.
F them. All right, but we're going to – and then you got the tool from Switched On, this guy, version 3, this fat fuck. And he's like, oh, you're still mentioning us? No, we don't mention you. No one cares about you. But you are the biggest, most obnoxious loudmouth on that board. You
yeah.
suck. You have no opinion.
In fact, let's
all
never
you
mention him again.
You're challenge. He's challenging to beat up PJ on the board. And
well,
what are you doing?
He honestly thinks that we can – no, but he's –
but look, his brother writes us fan mail. His
I know.
Brother won our tweet at a trivia contest.
You know why?
The brother, the other guy that co-hosts the show – is like, hey, I'm a big fan of the show. We sent him autographed pictures and all this stuff, and it was like,
and you know what? You know, it's fine. We're going to start seeing our topics, our themes, our jokes on other shows.
Absolutely. And the clips we play.
We're
going to
hear
stuff.
All this garbage regurgitated.
Exactly.
Suddenly people are going to do Star Wars podcasts.
Well, people have already done that. So, somebody just did a wedding show after we did a wedding
Ferg,
show.
Ferg, who will henceforth be referred to as Bitch Boy, because my bitch.
And we're going
to...
Okay, you go ahead. No, I'm gonna
Hadn't listened to these garbage shows, and I have to bump heads with these knuckleheads.
You got 8 minutes left of this. So go ahead.
I got to run into these jackasses on this podcast every week. I see this on these forums.
So some of these shows in Ferg,
and so I had to listen to Ferg shows.
Yeah, you actually listen to these. I will never listen to these shows. I don't even care about.
I just like
to
know what I'm dumping.
But I don't let them anymore.
You witless twit. Here was Ferg's contention. He did a movie show, okay? And you know what? Nothing. There's no raspberry seed further in my wisdom tooth than a-holes talking about movies.
Yeah,
because
you're a movie critic. I have a film degree. I know what I'm talking about when I'm movies. I studied at New York University.
This asshole.
What was it?
This is what I say to you.
What did you say?
And then there's this asshole.
That's not strong enough. You got anything?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
You got something.
Right.
You got to have something better than that.
Yeah.
And then there's this asshole.
That's a little more like it. There you go. Now you're talking.
This is the filthiest... Most
who cares? The first half hour was
degenerating into chaos.
But we gotta.
It was funny and charming talking about music. Well, girls
about, what did you talk about movies though?
All right, bitch boy, you dill hole. He says he had a show about movies, and he talks like this, and it's like, and it's him and his wife, and they started off with a pre-recorded bit about her douching, which is fine. I don't want to make fun of a man's wife, okay? That's fine.
She's probably a dog anyway. But go ahead, yeah, go ahead.
You know, I'm not talking about his wife. I'm talking about this dill hole.
Yeah, he's a jerk off.
And I know that you're hearing this because you've listened to every word of our show because
you love us,
waiting for us to talk about you. And you know what? This is the only time we'll ever talk about you. You are not funny.
Well,
you are as funny as cancer. In fact, cancer is hilarious compared to you. You talent free douche. We're running.
What did
out
he
of
talk
show.
About movies?
He talked about he did his movie show and he was like, you know, the Lord of the Rings are just overrated because, you know, it's really just a ripoff of Wizard of Oz because, you know, you've got people trying to go, the ring is just the ruby slipper. I'm like, you ever heard of the Holy Grail and Arthurian legend, you stupid cunt face?
Wasn't it Beowulf, too?
Yeah, Beowulf. How about every piece of mythology ever written?
You see, Ferg wouldn't know that.
No, but see, Star Wars and Lord of the Rings, these are synthesizing... ancient religion
and
tradition.
Legend
the how about the freaking Hindu tradition? It's the Ramayana.
Well,
you know, all of this stuff.
It's like the Iliad and the Odyssey.
Yeah,
and
the Bhagavad Gita, the Ramayana, all this stuff. They fuse all that stuff into the modern contemporary themes. Not the Wizard of Goddamn Oz.
Right.
You
well, that's
stupid
as far as his...
douche.
Well, let's tell him this personally, because, you know, Ferg's show, I printed out his website.
You know nothing about film or anything. I got to listen to your politics show now.
Oh, we're out of show. We're just out of show, and we're not going to do this bit. We plan on doing this
let's
bit.
Let's wrap it up.
Because this is the thing. We don't have one of these. Maybe we'll get one of these. Ferg has an audio voice line.
Yeah.
What I was thinking is what we could do is I'm going to call it, and we'll just leave a message right now. So we're doing live.
I'm going to come on over there.
You want to come over here? It's all right. Well, I'll hand the phone to you. Whatever. Okay. Come on. I don't care. You come over here.
Should we get it all in one
line? I'm going to call, and then I'm going to take my headphone off
the phone
side.
Over to me.
And I'm going to do, and then maybe we'll call back, and then you can leave a second. I'm going to see.
Okay.
Let's see. You think people can hear this through the condenser?
Let's hope so.
I don't know. It's ringing, I think.
Oh, you talentless douches.
This is going to be property of Air Ferg, is what he's saying. Yeah, we're going to leave a message right now. Hey, Ferg, this is your pal Joel from the Corey and Joel Radio Show.
Hey, douchebag.
Hey, that's Corey over there. And we just want to say we're doing our show right now. This is show 17 for the record. And we're talking about you right now. And we're talking about what a tool you are and how your show sucks. And how your points about movies are really completely pointless and how we didn't name the dog for you. If we were going to name the dog for you, we would have called the dog Fuckface. But until then, I just hope you enjoy this. I hope you play this on the show so you can really just promote the Corey and Joel Radio Show. We do mention you on a lot of shows, Ferg, I know, and I know that it drives no one over there because we say you suck, and anyone that's listening to you pretty much agrees. So, Corey Hall, you want to take over here from this point and leave a little message for Ferg?
Yeah, sure.
Here you go. Leave a little message for Ferg right now. There you go.
Let me tell you something, you humorless douche. You want to start a war with us, my friend? You better bring the thunder. You better bring the thunder, my friend. Uh-oh. You are about as funny as a ball sack on fire, which is actually hilarious. No, you are as funny as Play-Doh. You, my friend, are a waste of skin. Oh. You're not a comedian. You're not funny. You're not interesting. You're not relevant. And the Wizard of fucking Oz was written by L. Frank Baum in 1915. It has nothing to do with Lord of the Rings by J.R.R. Tolkien. You retarded pig and your fat cow wife.
Oh,
I've never seen the wife.
Not
play this on your show, genius.
Yeah, play
We're
that.
Coming for you with a furious hatred and thunder because you ruined podcasting for everyone. Grandmothers who would go, what's podcasting? Let's listen to Air Fur. And then suddenly their brain shut off from boredom.
Oh, hell.
So anyway, I'm sorry. Hi, Ferg. We love you. Call back.
Yeah.
Bye.
Hit the red. Hang up.
Sorry, folks. I had to get a little angry there.
Well, folks, that's a first for our show. We called another podcast, and hopefully you'll play that.
I thought I was respectful.
You were good until you were good for a minute.
I thought my tone
You were good for 2 seconds. That's you were you. I'm not going to make fun of a guy's wife. I'm not going to do that.
Oh, yeah. I claimed I wasn't going to make fun of his wife, and then I called her a fat cow just because.
Oh, so there's a message for Fur. You can go listen to his awful show if you care.
I'm waiting for his retort.
Listen to us.
I'm waiting for his fusillade that he'll return at us. Oh, what a broadside. Oh, he'll have some witty missive.
Well, we'll have more for this probably on the next show or in future shows.
This is it.
Oh, are we done with him?
You know what? Because
he's going to talk about us now probably on his show.
Well, I hope he does. And you know what? Don't publicize it. Much like I'm not going to publicize you high on NASCAR loving Texas homos. I'm not even going to talk about these shows. What we're saying, folks, is They're garbage. Well, these are untalented, unfunny
people. They're not funny. We're doing a good show. We appreciate everybody that listens.
If you're doing a podcast about how much you like granola, power to you. If you want to share recipes, talk about, you know, your church.
You guys talk about wine on shows. And that's great. We're not putting you guys
down. I think that's awesome.
That's great.
I think it's really awesome because there's always a niche market for that.
But don't
claim to do comedy
and then bore
the crap out of me.
And be humorless, and then you guys have no sense of humor when it comes to us. You want to be irreverent, then we're going to be irreverent too. And if you can't take it, then F you, okay?
Two men enter, one man leaves. Okay? Step into Thunderdome.
It doesn't have to be that way. If people were funny, if there were talented people doing podcasts, we wouldn't dump on them. But, you know, until then.
Until that magical day.
Just have us, folks. It's Corey and Joel. So email us. Email at CoreyandJoelRadio.com. Don't forget to vote for us on Podcast Dally. And
after we rip on
podcast, vote for us. Yeah, vote for us
on
Podcast
Alley. It helps publicize this show.
It does. It helps publicize. And maybe when we're the big show.
And if the better shows get on top of that list,
yeah,
the better it is.
We're
for
close
everybody.
To the top for June. You can vote in June if you already voted in the other months. Vote for us in June. And we're going to wrap up this party with more Moldy Peaches. Oh. So thanks for listening. Kind of a weird show, but
it started off wonderful.
It was a good. The first half hour might be our demo reel for us to get on the actual radio.
I think we swore.
And the second half hour
you were talking about fisting people.
Well, I don't know. Late night. I was on.
Okay. When we're on at 2 a.m.
Did we not give it to the podcasters good enough?
What more did you want me
I'm
to
I'm trying
say?
To think.
How could we slam them
Did
more?
They have children that we can insult?
Yeah. Could we rape their grandmothers? Is there any other way we could get into either? You know he's going to sit and listen to this whole show.
He's going to jack off to this show.
You know what's so great is that these guys are so desperate to be heard that they're going to not realize that I'm pissing on their graves.
F you.
Anyway.
Lollies.
But guys, the rest of you who wrote letters in, thanks.
Thanks to the nice people. Are Jim, Ryan, thank you for your letters. Nikki, goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody.
Who's gonna meet their match this time? The makers at home, smoking a bone. I'm on my own, I'm on my own. These nightmares, nightmares with a repeating cast of characters. I don't wanna talk when my thoughts are.